Lip service. What's up? What's up? It's Lip Service, and I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And here's our special guest.
Alone.
Alone. Now, usually we are at Engine Room, but today we are in the Breakfast Club studio because...
You're special.
Yeah, Alone, you are special.
Thank you. She's
only here visiting. I've been away. I've been really super busy, but I wanted to make sure that we got you on Lip Service before you left because we really enjoy following you on social media.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I actually feel so amazing to be here today. It's like an honor to be here and sit with you guys because I listen to you guys all the time back home in London.
Oh, we ain't shit.
I love you guys.
No, but you do have a book coming out, and the book is The Big O.
Yes, The Big O, which should be coming out hopefully at the end of this year. So I'm very excited. It's going to be about sexuality and relationships for millennials. So please do keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, and support that GoFundMe. We're actually going to donate from Lip Service as soon as this is over.
Thank you.
So make sure you guys go and donate. But you always have some really funny topics. Now, something I saw you posted, okay, was about a guy who found out that his wife named their child after her ex, and he didn't know.
Yes.
Until they ran into one of her former friends, well, one of her friends from school, and introduced, and she, you know, asked about the child, and yeah, the child had a very unique name, and her friend said, oh, like your ex?
I know, I found that so worrying, because what do you do in that situation? Do you start calling the child by their middle name? Or, I mean, I had someone tell me that they'd take a paternity test.
Whoa. Like,
it was that serious because you start to wonder. But I think that's quite cruel that you could name a child after a previous partner. I mean,
you gotta let your man know, though, don't you think?
You do. But I don't think he would even agree. He would agree to that madness, to be honest.
What do you guys think? Do you have like an ex that you would name your child after because you liked his name?
No. I'm trying
just
so
that
hard.
You liked his name.
I'm trying so hard to shut up, but I got to say this.
Go ahead, L'Oreal.
Please, B-Hob, don't drag me.
Wait, didn't Jay-Z fuck with Blue Cantrell?
Ooh. Yeah, that
came to my mind.
Is it the baby named Blue?
Ooh. Every time I seen that, I thought of that. And you know, like, I don't know whether Beyonce was taking the ill jab and was like, fuck Blue Cantrell. Like, cause that's what
her favorite color is blue.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just like, that's just a little rough for me. And like, I love Beyonce. So when I seen that, I just thought maybe it was her being a little shady. You know what I mean? Like, haha, bitch, throw your name and your man.
But you know, but in all fairness, she did know that Jay-Z did date Blue Cantrell, so
it
wasn't a secret. It'd be different, right, if you named it after an ex and the person had no idea until the child was
five. And that's what this case is, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what happened in this scenario. They bumped into their ex and it was just like, wait, hold on, isn't that the name of our child? And it was just, it
that
went downhill.
That would hurt my little heart.
I'm sorry.
It would hurt my heart because I'd be like, what, are you still in love with this bitch?
Or? That's what I would think.
Yeah.
Do you guys have an ex-boyfriend whose name you like, though?
No, my ex was called Lucian. I don't like that name. Lucian? I used to call him Lucifer. Like when we broke up, I called him Lucifer. And he's
gay. You don't
want
to name your child Lucifer.
And he's gay now, so.
Wow, Jesus, he got a lot going on.
Wait, so you think he was gay while you were with him?
Do you know what? It's crazy, because I actually lost my virginity to him. I know, I was actually going to put this in my book as well. But I actually lost my virginity to him. But he went out with another girl after me who was like oriental, and I was just like, it was her, it wasn't me, it was her. Like, we still talk as friends, and he was just like, sure, if you
Asian.
Want
it's Asian, because Angela has corrected me on this before.
Really?
So yes,
oriental. Oh, really?
Oriental is like, right? An object, like a rug.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
A person is Asian.
My bad. Asian. Yeah, she's Asian. So so he was just like, yeah, sure, if that's what you want to go by, it was her, it wasn't you. But
why did you guys break up?
We broke up. I think I was too crazy for him.
He was gay.
He was gay.
That
could be a good reason. But the fact that he went out with another woman after me, I was just like, dude, come on. But
it wasn't a man.
But could you tell that you couldn't tell?
I couldn't. But there was one time I remember he couldn't get it up. But because I was so comfortable in my sexuality and I knew that it was a thing that sometimes guys go through phases where they can't always get it up. So I didn't even assume that he could possibly be gay. And I think because I was so young, I was like 18. So I just assumed that, you know, this is just what happens. I've read about it before. It's completely fine. And he could get it up other times. And
so is he like a flamboyant, like,
no, he's
flashy
not. That's the
gay?
Thing. Like,
or he's just
he
like
wasn't. He was very macho.
A Will and Grace gay.
No, like, not even Will and Grace gay. He wasn't even Will and Grace. He wasn't Will or even Jack. He was very macho. Like, he was very macho. So it never crossed my mind. So when he told me, I was just like, no.
Why did he feel like he had to tell you?
Because we were so comfortable. And I think because I talk about sexuality, a lot of people just feel comfortable about telling me about their whole sex lives. So when he told me.
Yeah, we did that too, right?
Yeah.
Did he always know he was gay, or did he not come to terms with it until?
He had inklings. Like, I think he always had an idea, but he said he was like bisexual, and I was just like, you're not bisexual, you're gay.
No.
Bisexual, you're gay. So is he a top? Wait a minute, did you guys discuss that? I think, you know, we have. He's definitely a top. Did y'all hear what GG said? Only women could be bisexual. No, that's not true. Yes, it's true. You think so? If you put your penis inside another man, you're gay.
I mean, okay, I get it, but they might still like vagina though. Like, so what did that
mean? So you're gay and you like vagina.
That's bi, asshole.
No, I'm just joking.
But what if they try it though? Like, they try it once.
That's not bisexual.
If they try it once, what about that? And they're just like, that's not for me.
Then they're trisexual.
They're trisexual.
They
experimented. Yeah, they tried sex.
They tried it.
Yeah.
No, but what would make you go that far that you're like, fuck it, let me try to get a dick up my ass? Like, that's
it.
Pretty, that's gay. Yeah,
you
I
like
think that's
it.
Gay. That's pretty
but
far.
But then you might also like women. Listen, I'm not going to lie. Now, Alona, you can, because your book is about millennials and sex. And I do feel like millennials nowadays are very, what do they call it, fluid with their sexuality.
Yeah, gender fluid, sexuality fluid, all of that. All these new words that are coming out. I can't even keep up.
You have fluids, all kinds of fluids. Gender fluid. All right, now, another thing that you talk about is, can women live their best life, or do we still have to have quite some way to go, you said, to maintain a sex-positive attitude towards women? Because right now, it does seem like, and even when we do lip service, I notice people will say things like, you're a bunch of hoes.
Oh,
like
I hate that.
Oh, my God.
It's so annoying.
Because
guess
all
what?
The time.
Your mama has sex. That's how you
got
here.
You have a whole bunch of half-brothers and sisters, so someone's a hoe, you know.
Your daughter gonna be a hoe.
You calling me a hoe, but you don't know your daddy. But I always feel like they've always had a lot, they've been a lot more accepting about sexuality, like, in Europe than they are in the United States. Oh, absolutely.
You would think that, but see, here's the thing. We feel like Americans are more... We think that you guys are more in the future because you guys be eating ass and everything. Eating ass back home?
Y'all don't eat ass.
No.
Eating ass is in the future.
Ass. Ass. Is that better?
I like it like that.
Ass. So
I'm
like,
going to say an ass.
Ass. So eating ass to it us is like, very...
You're an ass.
It sounds fancier. Like, I would like some ass.
Yeah. I would like you to take my ass.
Slap my ass. That should sound mad fly. We're saying that from now on.
Eat my ass like groceries.
She said, I like ass.
I like ass. But yeah, no, like, to us it's very diabolical. We're just like, why would you do that? Why would you why? So we don't, I mean, people are doing it, but they're not talking about it. But you guys talk about it a lot more. I feel like you guys are a bit more sex positive. Even like platforms to do with sex positivity is more rife in America than it is back home. I mean, with you guys getting called hoes, I get hoes. I mean, they call me Ho Lonnie. Like, I've seen call me Ho Lonnie. I'm like, I'll take
you gotta
it.
You own that.
I know, right? But yeah, it's very, I get hoed abuse out all the time just for talking about sex. It's,
and we get that too. Guys would be like a bunch of hoes talking about sex. Like, it's actually really important for us to have these discussions so that we don't feel like we're doing something so nasty and taboo. That's how people end up having complexes about certain things.
And the show is not for them. Like, if you feel like that, then watch something else, my nigga. Like, it's so many other podcasts you could be watching instead of just listening to us and
just
and
to criticize.
To criticize. Like, you don't have to listen to this.
But the reason why I always thought that, because whenever I would come over to, like, if I was in London or, you know, whatever, they would have, like, sex on television and nudity and all of that. And we can't have that.
Yeah, after the watershed.
It was a long time ago. But I would come out there and I would be like, damn, they just naked on TV. And it would be at night.
Probably really soft.
So they don't. Soft, but yeah. We can't do that at all.
At all, right. Really?
You can't even see a nipple, like. Mm-hmm.
Even after nine, nothing. No. Oh, wow. Actually, I didn't know
only
that.
On cable, I didn't but know not that. On regular basic TV. Mm-hmm. So when I was young and I used to be in Europe a lot, I would go there and I'd be like, damn, they just had people on TV naked. And we weren't used to, like, people just having their bodies out there like that.
I don't know. I feel like with London, there's still a lot more room for improvement when it comes to sexuality because. You know, even the conversations of should a woman have her titty out when she's breastfeeding, people are still against that, forgetting that, you know, breasts are supposed to be feeding a child. You know,
it's like that here too, though.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It
okay.
is. There's always a debate about it.
Yeah. See, so I feel like maybe probably both then have still have a you know, a long way to go when it comes to sexuality.
And men have a long way to go too.
For accepting it, because I don't know, they get mad at women for having sex, but it's just like, if we don't have sex, who will you have sex with?
Oh, they'll talk shit if you don't have sex. Mm-hmm. And you know what I don't like though? Because then when we do have nudity, which would be on like HBO or yeah. Cinemax or something like that, you don't see much dicks.
Yeah.
Like, you always see a pussy. Right. You always
we
see
need
a
more dicks. So you see dicks. Male butt the most.
Yeah, you know, like
you'll see like the crack
show?
Of a male's butt.
Remember that show, Oz?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Oz or whatever mm-hmm. it was when they were all in jail. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the first time I seen a dick on TV.
Wow.
Never heard
but,
of it.
But, and the only time,
it's a jail
I think.
Show. Oh.
Yeah, and it's a jail show. And I feel like that's the only time I've
ever seen
a dick.
Dick on TV.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a dick on TV.
I'm telling you, but
no.
You've seen pussy and titties before.
Yeah, no,
you know, do you think guys be self-conscious? Since you said Oz, one of my friends was on Oz, right? And he hit me up, and I asked him, should he do it? Because it was like, you know, he had to do a scene where he's gay on the show.
Some of them have.
Now, I thought
dicks.
He was asking me, should he do it? Because he didn't want to, like, kiss another man, but he was self-conscious about his dick.
Yeah. I see so many little dicks on that show like this. That's when I first knew what a little dick was from watching.
You were like, damn, I never seen something that small.
No, I was a kid, so like I knew it was small though. Like I was just like, what is that little thing hanging? Like,
was he hard at the time? Or?
No, they weren't, but I didn't know the difference. Oh, like, because right. This shit came out when I was very young, so to me to see the dick, it was exciting. I'm like, oh my god, a dick! Ah. Like, but they were always
just like,
I mean, I didn't know. I was so young.
That
so.
Started her on the path she's on now.
Yeah, and now I'm
now
the
ain't no
that
stopping
talking
her.
About. No,
L'Oreal wanted to go to jail.
Coryell.
No,
Hold on.
I almost wanted to go to jail after seeing it, but then when I seen them little ones, I was like, nah, that don't look how I
I'm
thought it was.
I'm gonna stay on the outside.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay out here.
But no, it's true. It's like very rare that you see penis on television.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of guys are growers too. Let's keep it real.
Most are growers.
It. Yeah.
Prove it.
Let me see.
Now, I was also, since your book is called The Big O, yes. I was like, let's talk about The Big O and orgasms. So I was reading about it, right? And they said that only 18% of women who have said that vaginal penetration alone was enough to make them come. That's a really small percentage.
18? I thought it was it is 80 actually. Yeah, it's between 75 and 80 that actually can climax through clitoral stimulation, and then the rest can climax through penetration alone. Is that right?
Well, wait, no, they 80 said, or 18?
No, only 18% can come just from vaginal penetration.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
it's
true,
very hard.
So the rest is clitoral, yeah. And I wasn't surprised because I faked it so many times.
I never faked it. If it don't happen, it don't happen.
Right. Yeah.
I faked it.
I have faked it, but
yeah,
I'm not.
We all have.
Yeah.
They said 1 in 4 men have faked the orgasm.
What? I faked it to make it stop. Like, yeah. Oh, I had enough.
Yeah.
I can't get the shit out of here.
I just be
you
running.
Know? Kendra.
No, it's true.
No, I faked it so many times until I got older and I said, you know, F this shit. Like, it's just not working out. We just need to stop. But guys have actually admitted to faking it to me as well. Guys I've spoken to in the past, they said, yeah, they've done it. And I've said, but why? And they said, you know, they've had enough. The pussy was trash.
So why not just be honest? Like, listen,
trash.
Your pussy's trash.
How do you
go do some Kegels? Go learn how to get wet.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like I feel like if a man
they do that little shake with a hump in the back
and the dick moves different.
It throbs.
But
you can't feel that with every guy. There's this one guy I used to date, and every time he came, I could feel his dick throbbing. I used to love that shit.
Yes, that's
how it should be.
He's the best.
Every time.
What's his name?
No, you got me.
Would you recommend a guy to one of your friends that you used to fuck if they were good?
I would.
I would.
You
I
know what we call
would.
That? What? Community dick.
Oh, that's right.
That dick for everybody.
No, I've
girl, get you some, girl.
It ain't no fun if the homies can't.
Hello.
Nah, y'all ain't shit.
Run a train on him.
Run a train on him.
But I always feel like it's not a bad thing if you, especially if it's not serious, mm-hmm. if the relationship hasn't been serious. If the relationship was serious, then I keep it quiet. I'm not telling my friends. I think my boyfriend is the only person whose dick I've never shown to my friends before, and that's because I love him. Any other guy who sends me a dick pic, I'm just like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're always sharing dick pics.
Your boyfriend sends you dick pics now?
He does. Oh my god, she's gonna kill me when he hears this, but I don't care.
How many has he sent while you've been here?
He hasn't. No, since I've been here, none.
What?
Since I've been here, none. Do you know what? I think because we've literally only FaceTimed a couple of times, and it's just been bam, boom, like, okay, hi, bye, I'll see you later. And then that's been it. But he doesn't, we don't really send each other stuff like that. I don't know why. Now I think about it, I don't know why. But I send him stuff from time to time. He tells me I don't, but I feel like I do.
Does he send video of him like jerking off and stuff?
No, he would like never that? Do that. He is so, I would, but he would never do it. He would never do it.
Happy birthday, baby.
Right? He would never do that. See, that's the thing with this. See, that's the difference between guys from London and America. They would, I think like guys from America would probably do that, but guys from London.
Guys from America would do it if you don't even ask them for it. Guys from America send that to your DM.
A jerking off.
I had a guy send me jerking off video on my DM more than once. Sure. With the money shot and everything. Like, I don't want to see that, sir.
I was in Cancun and some guy from America, we were in Cancun and some guy from America, we had literally just swapped our names and he took our number. The next morning we'd woken up to so many messages of his dick and we screamed. We were like, oh my God.
So I have a friend, this reminded me of, I have a friend and she was dating this guy and she said that like she wasn't initially attracted to him, but she like was going out with him because he was taking her to nice restaurants and, you know, giving her nice gifts and stuff. And she said she had no intentions on having sex with him until just randomly he sent her a picture of his dick. And she was like, from that on, everything changed.
Right. Did he know how to use it?
And she told him, yeah, the sex is good, she says. But he told her like a few months or years or whatever down the line that was his thing. Like, I know I'm not the best looking guy, you know, off rip, but I know what I'm working with. So that's what, like, that's my get 'em girl. Like, I send that out and instantly, and he was like, got you, didn't it?
No.
And yeah, she even told me, like, listen, I had no intentions on having sex with him until I saw his dick. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, yes.
Wow, that's happened. Yeah, and she's still with him. To me, and it actually happened recently. I was talking to a guy, like, and I've been talking to him, whatever. And then one day he sent me a damn video of his thing. Right? And it was a good size and everything, but I just feel like it freaked me out. I don't know why. I think it was more so because of the fact that, like, I didn't really know him like that. We just started talking. We didn't ever do nothing. I told you.
Oh.
I'll tell you again later. But, like, basically, like, and it was a good size, and it was, like, everything was good, and he's nice-looking guy, everything. But I was just like, does he just...
Do this?
Show
off, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
And
guys do. I learned that from my friend.
And it kind of was a turn off to me. So even though everything else was good about him, his conversation, everything, it was when he sent the dick that I just was like, all right.
I met a guy recently and he sent me his dick the next day and I never even responded. I sent it to all my friends and never responded back to him. And never, like, that's weird.
I didn't even want to show it to my friends because I was like, this is good.
Hi, I'm Joey. Here's my dick. Right. Like, I don't want you or your dick, Joey.
Joey dick. I get those in my DMs. That's people asking me, like, hey, Alonnie, I just want to know, like, because you always talk about dick sizes.
Do you
want
to rate my dick?
Yeah,
you
get that all the time. Or not. And I'm just like, oh, girl, wait for me.
We have an email for that.
Really?
Yeah, pretty dick swag.
No, I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. And we get all kinds of dicks. And people do have, you know what's funny is that guys do have questions about their dick because they're like insecure about it sometimes. So they'll send a picture. What do you think of my dick? Please let me know. How would you rate this? I'm sorry. Don't send it to me because I'm going to make a whole joke out of it. And people be doing it all the time. Yeah. Rate it from 0 to 10. I'm going to show my friends. We're going to rate it.
Zero.
But we just ain't going to let you know, motherfucker. It's a one.
I've had a guy once tell me like that. I basically got the idea that his dick was small. He was just like, girls usually tell me I know how to use it. I was just like,
oh,
I don't even want to know what's up.
I had a guy who didn't really have a big penis and our sex was really good. Well, no, that's a different guy. But yeah, our sex was really good. Like, I was surprised that he probably made me come internally on a more consistent basis than anybody else, and then he got
shout out to other little dick guys out there listening to this. I appreciate
it. It's the motion in the ocean.
But some people fit together too. Like,
that's true too, like puzzle pieces.
But hey, mm-hmm. I feel like maybe his wherever your spot is wherever his curve is or the tip of just some people fucking fit right together and that just is what it is.
If you have like a booger up your nose, he could take his little dick and stick
what?
It
in your nose. No.
Oh, no.
Did
anybody ever try to stick a dick near your nose?
No.
I just think
mouth.
That was
my mouth, nose. Like when he's over and he's fucking my face. But
I've had the cum shoot up my nose before.
Really?
Yeah.
You had a dick in your nose.
The cum shoot up my nose.
Oh my God.
Like I'm trying to get it like on my face and it kind of like went
up my nose. Did you sniff it up and let it come out your mouth?
Okay, no.
Did you ever challenge?
Did you ever deep throw somebody while they were coming and it went down the wrong The round the wrong pipe?
Yeah, see, I'll choke. I gotta know. I gotta know where you about to come. You can't
die.
That.
No. Yeah. That's like that show, 1001 Ways to Die. You know that show?
No, but if you choke the semen and you die, that's pretty fucking
that's epic.
It's horrible.
Awful. My parents would be like, really?
It's gonna be at your tombstone.
This is how you chose to go out.
She's death she by jizz. She's not mean dick. Right, death by jizz.
Now, you also talk about sugar daddies and sugar babies.
Yes, I do.
Gigi, okay.
But we know who else agrees with that.
I'm just
no,
saying.
Okay. Gigi, we know you've had a sugar daddy.
I have. Yes.
Do you like being a sugar baby?
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Would you do it again?
Yeah.
All right.
If I wasn't with my boyfriend, I would. I probably would. Because I see so many girls enjoying their lives, and I'm just like, what am I doing here suffering?
But what if like, it's terrible?
Like, yeah, what do these guys look looks, like?
Whatever. I don't know, but I get so, because I do like anonymous stories, I get so many girls who ask me for tips or girls who share their experiences with me all the time. And I'm just like, what type of life am I living? Like, I had my chance, you know, from 21 to 25, and here I am in a relationship. Like, seriously. But I think the most I've ever had like an older man do for me is pay my phone bill once, like that's it. And
that ain't no sugar. No, that's the most
I've had, like that's the most. Like, I mean, my boyfriend does, if I need something, my boyfriend will do it for me. But the, you know, and this is, I didn't even see him, like I didn't even meet him. He thought I was gonna come and see him. I was just like, well, I need to pay my phone bill, and then he was just like, I have that, and he gave me his credit card details, and I thought, okay, I might as well go shopping with this as well. And I did that, and then I just
That's a sugar daddy.
If a guy tells you like, I'm gonna let's go shopping, or here's my card, do you care? Like, do you say to yourself, okay, I'm not gonna go crazy with it, like I'm gonna buy stuff on sale, I'm not gonna like how much would you spend if somebody gave you that?
I'm gonna go crazy. I'm gonna go crazy.
How much would you say you would tap it off at?
It probably would depend on like how much money that person had.
Yes, that is, you know? That's a very good point. And you have to see what they're working with as well.
And what type of money they spend on themselves.
Yeah, what if you don't really know like that? They're like, it's early on.
Then you can be like, just cutthroat and not care and wild out, or you can be a little bit conservative and be
or,
like.
But then if you do,
it depends on how much I like the guy. If I knew that I didn't really like him like that, then I would swipe it until it declined.
See, because if you do that the first time, then that's probably no coming back. He probably
so
like,
that'll be.
Bitch.
I got everything I needed, and now I'm good for the summer. Okay. Give me another.
What about you, Lo? You ever had a sugar daddy?
So I had a very generous boyfriend.
That's not a generous. Sugar daddy.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. He was better than a sugar daddy.
I feel like he was better than a sugar daddy because, like, when I was younger, I had a guy that I would say was a sugar daddy. I didn't realize that I was a sugar baby, but I was. So he would do stuff like, you stupid. We would do stuff like, we'll go out to eat or something, and it'll get cold, and he'll be like, "Let me take you to get a coat." And he'll go and buy me like a $1,500 coat. But I was like in high school. Oh, wow. So to me, I was like, oh my God.
Was it R. Kelly?
It was R. Kelly. No. Nah, but that's what it was. It was like that. I never had sex with him or nothing. Mm-hmm. And like every time, like, or he would just send me stuff. And I thought it was great. And I actually met him by him buying me something. Like, I was in a sneaker store. I was about to go buy myself some Jordans. I was mad young. And he was like, I'll get those for you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's creepy.
So that was... but he looked good. Like, he looked good. He wasn't no
How old was he?
He probably was, like, in his 30s.
And how old were you?
I was, like, 17. 16. Because I graduated when I was 17.
That's illegal.
So, yeah, it was fucked up or whatever. And I'd kill my nieces.
But you didn't do anything with him.
No, though. I never did nothing with him. And he just... Like, I'm not gonna lie, he did a lot of stuff for me. And I didn't realize, I just thought, like, me being young and naive, like, oh, this is my friend. Yeah. Da, da, da.
Did you ever tell your friends about it?
So, okay, I did. I was doing music at the time, and I had a manager, and I told him, I was like, yeah, I got this guy. Y'all going to LA? He said, he'll fly me to LA. Like, I was like, I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. He was like, bitch, are you dumb? Like, the nigga's gonna sell you into prostitution. I was like, so I was scared of him after he said that. Like, but so he would come to New York, be like, you want to go to dinner? Like, no. Because in the back of my mind, he's going to sell me in a prostitution.
Run in the van and grab you.
You get what I'm saying? But before then, I was having a great old time with him. I had the Meskin jackets, all that. Like, he was making sure I was good. Like, but that was a good
situation. I've never had a sugar daddy. Womp womp. But I've had guys that like I date do really great stuff for me, but I've never had like a straight up sugar daddy.
I've had like a situation where I had like, a whole allowance.
You had what?
Allowance. but monthly.
That's cool.
That is kind of cool. And like he would give me like a certain amount of money every month. And then I would see him probably like once a week, and we would like go to dinner. We would like go on a date, like dinner. And
what
like,
was your allowance?
$3,000
a month or week?
A month.
A week. That, God damn, that would be your last.
Well, I don't know. This might be a
$50,000
really...
Yeah, he would give me. So it was basically like $100 a day.
Wow. So he just wanted your company.
He wanted my company, all right. But we would go out.
Company is a pussy.
Right. Yes. We would have dinner and go out on a date and everything. Usually it would end up in sex or some head or something. But
was he cute?
He was good looking. He was older and Caucasian.
Would y'all have an ugly sugar daddy?
No, I can't. I can't do it. I think I'm too shallow for it.
I'm not.
I'm too shallow.
You know what I like to look of? I like to look of Benjamin Franklin.
That's true.
On a $100 bill. So, and I like him at the bank going into my account.
And so he's pretty ugly.
If he was ugly, like ugly. Like Donald
like
Trump.
Like real ugly. Oh, yeah. Donald Trump? Okay. Okay. No.
Give me
toupee flapping and all
that. Listen, give me a whole chocolate bar of that edible so I can be half dead and I might be able to stand dinner, okay?
What if it was somebody that was like a disgusting person like Donald Trump?
Nah. No.
You couldn't do
it. What if it wanted to do disgusting things to you, like pee on you and stuff like that? Like, would you be open to that?
Is it in the shower? No, I'm joking.
Larry has been peed on in the shower.
I've been peed on in the shower.
I don't care. What the fuck?
Yeah, pee on me, rinse it right back off. You know, that it would all depends on how that check went out.
I'm sorry, but like I've tried to date, like even date like a guy that wasn't the best looking guy, and that shit only lasts for like a couple months.
Because I've dated guys that aren't the best looking guys.
Oh yeah, ugly.
You know, it's all about the personality and the sweat.
Yeah, the personality, but your face could kind of ruin your personality.
But like guys,
and your personality can ruin your face too.
That's
a so. If you had to choose between a guy who was broke but really good looking,
no,
or rich but really ugly,
I'm going rich.
Because
guess what? We can get plastic surgery.
We can
get some face work. We can get plastic surgery with all that money. We can go see a dermatologist, clear that skin up.
That's a lot, Gigi.
You know, we can get some Invisalign, get them teeth together, you know.
That takes years.
So everybody says rich and ugly?
I'm in between. L'Oreal.
No, you can't be in between.
Wait, what situation am I in? Yeah,
one
about
that?
Cute and broke.
Right now?
Cute and broke.
Right now, I'm not going to lie. I'll
say rich and ugly.
I could take a cute looking broke nigga right now.
Listen.
See, this is the thing with guys. They don't even need to be good looking anyway. Like, their pockets are correct.
You know what? What Cuddy say? Cuddy say the broke guys got the good dick.
But you know what? Not just that. Sometimes, yes,
the cute broke ones got the good dick.
Better. Like,
y'all are doing too much on it. He's ugly.
Okay, do you think Jay-Z is a nice looking man? No.
There's something about him.
But his swag. That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, his confidence. Ugly. I don't mean Jay-Z. I mean, like, ugly.
Okay, who's really ugly? Let's think of somebody that's fucking ugly. Beetlejuice.
Shrek.
That little. No?
Shrek.
Shrek.
No, I mean a human.
And as a human.
Shrek.
An ogre. Imagine a guy that looks like Shrek.
No, but Beetlejuice is a real person, the one that was on...
The little guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm
talking about. Shrek was actually based off someone.
I could
Shrek
not do that.
That's what I'm saying. So
no.
You can.
No.
You
I don't
a
want
bad
that.
Sugar baby, G.
I don't want that. I'll pass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, somebody ugly like
but
that,
but I mean,
just
like,
can't.
Private jet rides, anything you want. Like, buy you a house, a car, a real, real...
Can I have a man on the side?
Right! A side yes!
It's a sugar daddy. He's not your man.
You could do whatever you want.
Then sure, why not?
Damn.
Definitely, yeah. Especially if I can have a man on the side. Baby, if you're listening, I wouldn't, but I'm just saying.
I'm not going to lie, though. I have a homegirl that has a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
And he'll give her money to buy her boyfriend stuff.
Mm.
All
nice
kind
of
stuff. Like, because he knows that she has a boyfriend and he's not it.
So isn't he a pimp, then? In a way.
Because she's taking
he's
money from him.
She the pimp.
Yeah.
I had a sugar baby come to one of my shows back in London, and her boyfriend came with her, and they were talking about how they scheme together. Like, she goes out on the dates and they split the profit.
Set it up.
Oh, now that's a pimp. Boyfriend. Now that's a pimp.
Yeah.
I can see you saying a boyfriend is
Yeah,
the
that's
pimp.
What I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm just like,
the boyfriend don't know about the.
Oh, he doesn't know.
Why would he know?
Oh, see,
isn't he like, where are you getting all this money from?
Yeah.
Nah, she says she works. She has a job, but he don't know how much she get paid. You know what I mean? Yeah. So. You can't tell him everything.
And then when he finds out, like, look, how you think you got all this, okay?
You should be thanking him.
Be humble.
You know now, I just paid for that last trip we was on.
Right.
Now, as we get older, I feel like we've done so many things in the bedroom. It's hard for us to think of something we haven't done. So when's the last time you've done something brand new that you're like, oh, this is different?
Ooh. I think the only thing I've ever tried that was new to me was probably anal, and I said never again.
Good, I don't like anal either. I'm glad the two of us are here.
Yes,
because these ladies don't mind.
I like it with the small penis.
Mm-hmm.
I became a rapist. I think that's the first thing.
Stop saying that, Gigi.
No, I do like rapist. Rape role play.
No, just say I became very aggressive in the bedroom.
Okay. I take the dick.
Okay.
So that was something new for me.
And he wants it, though. He wants you to take it.
He wants me to take it.
Yeah.
I love that Gigi admits that she's a rapist.
We can't even joke around about things like
that.
Okay,
okay.
But you got, and we used to talk about that because you said you never were very aggressive.
Right. That's the thing. I've evolved because of lip service. You guys told me, like, really? Like, you don't even just try. And I was like, no, I just lay there and wait for him to just
guys like
pull
that.
His dick out.
So now, sexy too. Yeah.
So now I'd be like,
Give me that.
Do a little shimmy.
Silly.
And then I get the penis.
So, Aloni, why didn't you like the anal?
Because I just feel like it's just not supposed to go there and it hurts. Maybe I didn't prep it.
It does.
I probably did prep it.
You should get a butt plug. You have a butt plug?
No, I don't. See, I get so many sent to me.
Thanks, G.
This is courage. That's everything.
Leave encourage. I love it.
But and a pain reliever.
I feel like I didn't prep right.
Yeah, pour some on your butt. Pour some whiskey on your butt.
That's going to burn. Ouch.
Do it first. Do it before.
Oh my God. Yeah, and it's not for me. I'm just like, I will give you head. I will let you do whatever else you want, but please.
Fucking ass.
Yeah, but no anal for me. No anal for me. I just feel like it's too. And you know, like when guys get carried away, they want a double dip as well. And I'm just
slow
like,
down.
No.
You get a infection like that.
Yeah.
That's gross.
No one's trying
to
get.
That's like the worst thing you can do during anal.
You can go from the pussy to the butt, but
right.
You can't go
but
the
you
butt
can't go back without cleaning it first.
Yeah.
So we gotta have some problems down there.
And it just gets a bit messy. I'm just like, can we just keep it like.
Did you bleed?
No, I didn't. But it just went in a bit, and I was just like, no.
Okay.
I'm
that's
not doing
the thing.
This.
You got to get past that. If that's what it is. Yeah. Once it goes in, it's like,
once it gets past, you got to get in the VIP.
Yeah, no.
Right. Once you
general
get
pop is no fun. General pop is no fun. You got to get into the VIP.
Right or wrong. You do that
do you
just
guys
a
climax,
little.
Though, when you do it?
I have one time.
I haven't climaxed from doing amazing. It, but it does get me really, really wet.
It's ooh. Fucking amazing. You come could be that way. Amazing. Like, you'll be like, it was worth the pain.
Okay. Even if I'm having sex and he has, like, his thumb in my butt and he's, like, really, like, you
going
know.
Crazy with his thumb.
Yeah.
I'm
like. Hitching a ride.
You know what I tried?
Hitchhiking.
I tried. I mean, it was fucking the same, but it was just a different position that the guy had threw me in.
What position?
To eat my pussy or whatever. It was like some yoga pose type shit how I felt.
Pilates.
And no, but it was like, it threw me for a loop because I think I can't really remember exactly how it went, but I believe I was giving him head and then he just was like, all right, bitch, flipped me kind of. And it was just amazing. It was like the...
Explain his position.
I don't know. I was like...
No, like, she's looking around. Like, how did I figure this
I'm
out?
I'm trying to do it. Like, I can't explain it, but it's like, if you ever... get to a because there's so many positions and I feel like we think we've done so many things
and no
but you look at those books and stuff like that you be like oh yeah
so you read a book to do this or
no but I'm saying like I'm pretty sure that position is in that book
and I like when I have sex
it.
And my legs are closed instead of open
yes okay
what, on your stomach?
On my stomach on your stomach
it could be on your stomach it could be oh on if you side. Ever do it okay like reverse cowgirl like that
right that's your position yo because like you say that yeah that's her position
because I like
in a chair.
I like to do like squats.
Yeah. Like I'm too lazy for that
it
make shit.
Make your ass look good from the back too when you do it like that.
I don't know what it
I
looks
love
like.
A good doggy.
Oh, you have video, Gigi.
I'll be like video, this here, baby. Get that.
You know that.
Here, get that.
Yo, you're sick.
No, I love a good doggy. I think doggy's amazing for me. And I don't know. I feel like it's the only way I truly come. Like, I will always start off missionary.
I never come that way.
See, oh my God, I'm so glad you said that again.
I only come on my back or on top.
Really?
I used from to the agree back? With Gigi, but I had an incident where that agreement is gone.
What happened?
Like, definitely can come on your stomach. like when you're on your stomach.
Well, that way, yeah, but not like on all fours.
I know. Especially people like a couple pillows under you as well, and then you like arch it.
What's the pillow thing? Because pillow's I don't great. Do the pillow when thing.
It provides support a little, yeah, and it also for the guy, it like pushes in. So like I don't know, I had a guy tell me before that his woman was a little overweight, and then she started working out and losing weight, and he said that she felt tighter in the inside once she started working out and losing weight. Mm-hmm. So it gives it that same effect, like you're pushing, so it kind of like makes it tighter for him.
I said, forget working out, ladies, just put pillow.
I never did the pillow thing. Like I didn't know what it was. Like you know what I mean? That's how I asked G, because like I always hear people say it. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's also great as well? Like when you hold your breath as well. Have you ever like held your breath whilst having sex or masturbating?
Like, I want to try
amazing.
It's kind of like being choked without being choked.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hold your breath.
Yeah. Just hold it in for a couple seconds, and then you just carry on going at it, like either whilst you're masturbating or whilst you're having sex, and it just makes every like the experience a lot better.
So like you're struggling for air.
Not really. Just hold your breath for a couple of seconds.
That's what people do. That it's called asphyxiation. People end up killing themselves like that.
Okay.
See?
Okay, so we don't want to commit suicide.
Well, it's probably safer to hold your breath, but it's different when you're actually getting choked, or like some people will actually tie a noose while they masturbate. And then,
oh, I've seen that on like movie.
Yeah, and that's way too much.
Same thing.
See, safe words. This is why safe words are important.
I'm a screamer.
Do you scream while you masturbate?
Oh, no.
That would be so crazy.
I don't scream while I masturbate, but I've had made noise, you know, and it helps. You know, a little moan here and there.
Get it low, that's it.
I like moan.
Get that shit.
Do you fantasize or are you watching porn?
Either.
Yeah.
I would rather porn than, I'm not good at fantasizing.
I'd rather porn too.
I'm not that good.
But I like to watch porn on mute.
See, I don't. I want to hear.
Yeah, me too. I want to hear.
English or not?
I got to hear the noise.
You
I want to hear
porn
that
in another language. I don't know what the fuck.
That's a turn off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're like, what the hell are you saying?
They say they hate all black people.
And you're just like, yes.
You just watch it and you're like, yeah.
It'd be better. And L'Oreal can't speak Spanish, which is unfortunate.
I can't. All I understand is Poppy and Marty Cone.
All right, now we talked about learning new things from experimenting. Now, you also said that no man should be fucking you for a long period of time.
Absolutely right.
What's a long period of time?
I think anything over 25 minutes. And girl, I'm talking about, I think, so just penetration alone.
I've had a 4-hour penetration session.
4-hour penetration. Oh, nah, did you guys bugging. Have a break?
No one came.
4 hours.
4 hours.
I did. He did eventually. Four hours.
So that doesn't count, because then that's a session then for you. But like,
he was on something.
Was he I'm going to tell y'all who it was after.
None of you
was he on something though?
I don't think so. I'm going to tell. I told you?
No. I'm just assuming.
No.
No?
No.
Oh shit.
I don't even think y'all know that I used to even see this person.
Oh shit.
He's famous though.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about after these.
I can't wait for Gigi write her damn book, man.
I know, right?
You know, I'm scared about
change
books.
Change the names.
All the names are being changed.
Is he somebody that we, you know, we all know him. You said he's famous.
Yeah, if I said his name, y'all would definitely know who he is. No.
Okay, let's not. We'll ask her later.
All right, we'll ask
but
her
I want to hear the story.
Okay.
So it was how many? How long?
It was like 4 hours.
And then after?
I was surprised that he just kept going and kept going and kept going. And then he came and we smoked and like laid up and talked. And then we did it again for like another 2 hours.
Nah. You must not got no job.
You ain't got no cramps? Like, you ain't had
I
no
was so
trauma.
Surprised. But it was so good. I was soaking wet. You ever been so wet that it starts to like,
yep,
boogie up in his hairs, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like that. I was it was like clumping. Like, I didn't want to say clumping because that sounds disgusting, but yeah,
it sounds like it used to.
right. So it like started to like get thick and like, yeah, it was, yeah.
But see, that doesn't count because it was 4 hours and you guys had a break.
No. It was 4 hours until he came, and then a break, and then another 2 hours after that.
I don't know if I would want to have sex for 4 hours.
I didn't know that I was going to have sex for 4 hours, but I didn't stop him because it was really that good. I was amazed, and this was my first time having sex with this guy.
Did you?
Wow.
And I was like, OMG.
Did you check your phone during that time?
No.
Did your pussy fall out at any point?
See, I would have gotten tired.
Hours. I was so surprised that we kept doing it that long. Like, I really, after a while, I was just like, when is he ever going to stop?
See, and eventually he stopped. Again.
And it was like so many different positions, and like standing up, laying down on the bed, on the floor, in the bathroom,
whoa,
on the sink, pick me up.
Is he an athlete?
No.
Well, damn, this nigga need to be, right? He's a triathlon.
He needs to run a New York City marathon.
Now, I could do, like, sessions as far as, like, we fucking all day, but we gonna stop. Like, we gonna have sex for 30 minutes? Come. Good. Then we gonna start again in another 30 minutes. Something like that is cool. Yeah. Before
that's
I was
normal.
Straight,
I agree.
I just feel like my legs gonna cramp up, my pussy gonna be sore. Like, it's just gonna be
I
too much.
I would dry up as well. Like, I feel like
know.
I would dry,
I don't know if I would dry up, but I definitely
would. Dry up, I think mentally, I would not be, my body would be like, you're tired. So,
yeah, like, just be like
we were drunk and high. Oh,
see, wow. Drunk
I
and
like,
high.
Like, really high though. Like, not on any kind of drugs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was.
See,
I was surprised
well.
Too. Like,
did y'all have water by the bed? So at least like I need some water. At some point, because
you ever get the real dry mouth and there ain't no water in sight?
Especially when you're smoking as well. Like, you got cotton mouth, so.
Y'all didn't have to get no water
in sight. Like, I can't even suck his dick. My mouth too dry.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Shit just gonna be like, air.
He wants me to spit in his mouth. I can't even spit.
I can't do it.
My mouth is dry.
Yeah. You never spit in somebody's mouth?
Oh, I've had that. Recently, actually.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah. And it was, it was actually quite amazing. I was surprised I would be into it. He was just like, open your mouth. I was just like, okay.
And he spit in your mouth?
Yeah. And I did it back. It wasn't bad at all.
You spit his same spit back?
Yeah. You was about to swap.
Sex in general is literally nasty. So, boy, like, to me.
Ooh, what if he was like, spit my cum in my mouth?
Ew. No, Angela, no. You always got to take it too far.
You're gone too far.
No.
Live a little.
No.
I know y'all about to kill me for saying this.
Uh-oh, you did this.
But I don't know how to spit. Look.
What?
Wait, you don't know how to do what?
No, I don't know how to spit.
I don't know how to whistle.
See, I could whistle.
Mm-mm, I can't whistle. Like, you could because you can't spit. So that you
I would love,
be
I would
to,
love to be able to spit in a guy's mouth, but I just don't know how to spit.
I'm not good at it either.
You know, I've had, my ex has spit in my mouth before, and at first I thought it was the most disgusting thing in life. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is kind of freaky.
I need some spit.
Yeah.
Let's put that on my list of nevers.
You said what?
Let's put that on my list of nevers.
What, you never?
That's a very short list. Neither. I never spit in anybody's mouth, and I never had anybody spit in my mouth.
Would you do it?
She'll do it.
Oh.
That's not, I'm like,
Mikey,
you
do
that.
It.
She likes it.
That's a light work.
I want Gigi. That's your homework.
The spit.
Yes. Now she's aggressive, and now she's gonna start spitting.
Now she's a spitter.
Mm-hmm. What about some other things? Let's get some more homework of things that you think. Now, Aloni, since you're our guest, what are some other things you would recommend for us to try that maybe we haven't that you do?
I think you guys are pros. Like, I listen to you guys. No, I listen to you guys all the time. I'm getting tips from you guys all the time. I'm just like, okay, I might try that. Like, especially when Gigi's giving her tips as well. I'm just like, okay.
No, you stick your finger in your boyfriend's butt?
Pardon?
You stick your finger in his
butt? No, he doesn't even let me like pinch. No butt action. He just clenches up all the time. He's just like, no.
What I've realized now from this show is the best way to do that is to just kind of like wait till you're sucking a stick and then just kind of slide your finger.
That's what I always say. Yeah.
I've had friends who have done that. Like, she's giving him head and then she like sticks it from behind as she's doing it, and I'm just like, okay, I'll try. My boyfriend,
and it's gotta be wet.
They
it's gotta
can't
be wet.
Say no.
My boyfriend,
they want the head.
No, my boyfriend will never. I think he's scared that I might call him gay. Like, I'm just like, it's okay. I know you're straight as hell.
He's
it's
scared
fine.
He might like it.
No, he's scared that you're gonna get right on lip service and she's gonna be like, you ever stick your finger up your boyfriend's butt?
And she's
yes.
Like,
As a matter of fact, last night.
It slides in there nice and easy.
Mm-hmm. So that's what the problem is.
That's what it is.
Don't hang around people like her.
Don't blame me.
You would be sticking your finger up everybody's butt if it wasn't for Angela.
If it wasn't for me?
Look, yeah. Uh-oh. She knows you, so from then on, they know you sticking fingers up butts.
Now, I want to talk about this too. Reasons that people break up other than infidelity. Okay. Yes. What's the reason that you would break up with somebody? And this is for the guys out there that are listening, because sometimes I get a lot of emails with guys that want to get their girl back and they don't know how to do it and they don't know if she's still interested. Are you about to spit, L'Oreal?
Huh?
Are you about to spit?
I was trying to learn. Gigi was teaching me over here, but you messed it up.
What are some reasons that people actually break up other than cheating? Like, why would you break up with a guy?
If they just turn out boring, if I'm totally bored of them and nothing is new anymore, I'm not being surprised or wooed anymore, I'm just like, fuck this. Like, I might as well be single and live a boring life than be with you and have that.
Damn.
Do you know what I mean? But
Jesus.
Sorry, correct.
So make sure you keep it hot and spicy, baby.
Yeah, right.
That's a good one.
So for me, lying. lies. I hate a liar. Mm-hmm. So that'll be like the main thing that will
but
make
lying
me...
about what?
Because
it's not cheating.
Well, I had a guy.
White lies or like big full blown lies?
I do not like a little lie. I don't like a big lie. I was talking to this one guy once upon a time, and we were talking. He said, you know, I've never done social media or nothing like that.
Ooh.
Found out the motherfucker had a whole Instagram wow. page.
Did like, you follow him?
Because
that would have been funny.
No, but I did let him know that I seen his page. I was like, you know, it's so funny what you know, what you know, non-Instagram having self.
Right.
I just seen somebody post
Why
you.
Why do you lie about that?
I don't fucking know. And to this day, like, it's so crazy because...
What a silly thing
I know
to
he listens
about.
To this. I'm sure he does.
He has a family.
He started fucking following me. And I don't fuck with him or nothing. It's been years. He started following me like about a couple months ago. And I'm like, motherfucker, from the same Instagram page and all that.
But
he lied to the fucking death that he didn't have one. Even when I showed it to him, he was like, oh, no, my homegirl set this up with, like, tried to make a lie. And then finally he admitted to it.
That's so weird. Yeah, like.
That's over, though. From then on, it's like, even if I still speak to you, now I'm looking at you crazy. I'm never going to trust you. I'm never going to.
But thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.
I've broken up with a guy before for lying about having like a whole family.
Well, yeah.
Well, that'll do it.
Like when we first got together, he had just got out of jail, and he was like, "Oh, you know, I just got out of jail, and my sister's pregnant, so she's always at her boyfriend's house, and I kind of like share her apartment until I get my own place or whatever." Long story short, that baby was his. That was his girlfriend.
Ooh.
And when I found out,
he was fucking his sister.
When I found out because he had gotten locked up, and he sent me to. Mind you, he used to have me in this apartment all the time, and I used to talk so much trash on the sister because she had like really big feet, and she would buy like cheap shoes, and I would always.
Man.
I'm talking about like rainbow. You know, Aldo and Steve Madden is cool, but like rainbow shoes, the Anna Marie. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And then
plastic
shoes. Yeah, she wore like a 11 and a half or a 12, so she had these big cheap ass shoes, and then she had like every Victoria's Secret and Bath and Body Works body spray like all lined up on her dress.
You
so
sure
I talked
she
so
was a
much
woman?
I talked so
like...
much trash about her. No, I've seen her. I seen her when
that's
she was
like
pregnant.
Crying game.
Yeah,
I talked so much trash about her. And then so the reason that the way I found out was he had gotten locked up, and he sent me to the sister's apartment to get money from her, but she came down with the baby, and I like start talking to the baby, and I'm like, "Oh, you're so cute. What's your name?" And she's like, "Derek, just like my daddy." And I'm like,
yeah.
So,
and the crazy part about it was,
she knew
he was eventually, yeah. So the crazy thing about it was, he had eventually like moved into my house. He was paying all my bills and taking care of my daughter, like taking care of me. He was my boyfriend when I got locked up for 90 days. And he like paid all my bills and took care of my house and everything while I was in jail, like took care of my daughter and everything. And so it was like, you living with me and taking care of my child, but you denying your own child.
Yeah, that's
but
crazy.
But after years later, guess what? That baby, not even his.
Whoa. Oh, just like his daddy.
His name Derek and everything.
He had a little girl?
It was a boy.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, why was the girl's name Derek?
No, it was a little boy. It was
I've
a little
been
boy.
Hearing a lot of stories like that where bitches have been naming, like, and we talked about the name, but they'll name them after a man. And then come to find out it's not there. Even a fucking...
Right. I think they name them after them probably like hoping and wishing. Yeah. Like,
and then like... You
or
still
trying to
that,
convince them.
And you had that bond afterward. Like, I can't leave.
Or maybe, that's like the husband. Like, I feel like some women try to make their sons to be the husbands that they never had. Which I find a bit weird and creepy. Do you know what I mean? So I'm just like, that's a bit weird.
Especially on Instagram when they be dressing them up like scammers.
Yep, exactly.
Like, why your son is full looking like a whole scammer and he's matching men. They be matching with him.
Yep.
You're like, this ain't mommy, daughter. I mean, son thing. This is boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Nobody wants you though, sis.
Damn, L'Oreal.
You know who I'm talking about.
I know.
Though. I'm taking jabs.
Right, yes, you are. Now, let's discuss something else. Have you ever dated somebody, right? And then they started hanging out with somebody that knows your whole past, like everybody.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Ooh.
Dating somebody.
So let's just say you're dating a dude, right? And then you see him on Instagram with a dude that knows your ex and knows mad shit about you. So you know all that stuff is about to come out. What do you do?
Mm. I haven't had that. I've just had like guys who I've messed around with before, and I've seen them in like an Instagram post, and I'm like, oh fuck.
Right.
Like,
they know each other.
They know each other. And yeah, no, I think that's the most I've had. Like, I haven't ever been worried about a guy because wouldn't even bother me, actually. I think just two guys knowing each other that I've spoken to would probably scare me more than
a friend.
Yeah.
Have you ever had two guys that know each other that you talk to both of them?
No, never had that, luckily. Ooh. I don't eat where I shit, so right. It's good.
Light bulb.
Uh-oh. Gigi, this happened to you?
Well, there's two people that I was with in the past, and I know that they have a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. And I'm not with either one of them, like, currently, but I just found out that they have a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if there was, like,
talking to each other, yeah, like, telling it.
Like, I want to know, like, if they are actually friends, because I know that they're both really close friends with the mutual friend.
Right.
So I don't know if these two people are friends or not.
Might be hanging out.
Listen. But I mean, uh-oh. Whatever.
I mean, it's not uh-oh. It just is what it is. Like, I hate Angela, y'all. Dead ass. Like, I cannot stare. But like, I just feel like niggas nowadays, certain ones, maybe not all, they're kind of fucking gossipy and lame as fuck.
Nowadays.
All right, always. You
they
know.
Talk more than us.
Yeah, thank niggas you. Is a new bitch.
Because I'm wondering, do guys like do that? They're like, oh,
yes,
you know,
they do.
You know, yes, and you know what girl. It is? It's because they be bragging. You know, guys like to brag and like tell all their business in the macho type of way. Not really in the gossipy way, but right. In a, you know, with bravado.
No, sometimes it's gossipy too. Cause you know, like, all right, I done been in the studio with everybody cause, you know, I did music forever. And like, I've sat back and even heard guys talk about certain females. And I'm just like, damn, sis, you dragging her like you a whole female and you want the nigga. You know what I mean? Like, dudes will really shit on a girl. Like, I don't know if it's that they men is bitter, they're bitter. I don't know what it is, but I've heard it happen. You know what I mean? And in a situation like I dealt with a guy or whatever, I dated a guy and people knew I dated this guy. And then I see his friend is hanging around a guy that I was talking to or whatever. So it you know what I mean? It makes me feel a little uneasy to see it.
Like, what is he saying about
Cause
me?
Because it's like, what is he saying? And you know that, especially if you know especially the person if it
didn't
is
end
corny.
Well. Especially yeah. If it didn't end well. And you're like, because we all have guys we dated in the past. And right. We're like, ew, why did I date him? And then we're like.
And shit, even the guy I'm talking about has told me stuff about the dude I used to date. So I know he probably.
And you didn't say, you know, I used to date him?
To the guy. So he kind of hinted to me that he knew that I used to date him. So I don't like talking about niggas that don't matter.
Yeah.
Like now, if it was like an ex that like...
Was mattered, significant.
Yeah, that mattered, that's anything. But like this nigga, he don't matter at all in life to me, nothing at all. Like it was just a dub, like he a dub. So to me, I don't feel like I have to explain myself. Like... If you feel away, then because you found out, and then you talk to me about it, and then let me fix it that way. But I'm not about to just volunteer that I fuck with this. Yeah. I used to fuck with this clown because that's what he is—a whole clown.
Damn. I thanks to him for listening.
Yeah, he probably is too.
Like, hey, clown.
You know, I feel like any guy that I dealt with or like is listening to lip service. Or does listen to lip service because they think I'm going to say something about them. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I'll be talking about a whole nother nigga. They be like, I know you were trying to talk about me. Mm-hmm. No, sis, like, I was no, talking
you're,
about...
You're one out of many.
I've had something similar to that. A guy who I was messing around with, you guys say college, we say university back home. So we say university. So we used to mess around all the time. He was literally just a fuck buddy. But he was such an asshole. But he was an asshole with some good dick. Like, I can't deny it.
All right.
But ever since he seen me start doing my thing, especially with Simply Oloni and just sexuality, and he always used to ask, like, why don't you ever share your whole your whole stories and stuff like that? And I'm just like, are you talking about my stories with you? Because I'm very open.
Right.
And he just started calling me every other type of, you know, derogatory word under the, you know, we were just going at it on via DM on Instagram. I was just like, that's why you were this. I was talking mad shit about his dick, but it was a lie. But, you know, I just had to humble him a bit. And I realized that he had a girlfriend. I don't know if this is bad of me, but I went to his girlfriend and said, this is what your boyfriend is doing. He's trash. And just to let you know, he was trying to hit me up when you guys were still together. And I screenshotted it and I sent it to her. We had a phone call. She called me. I said, listen, if my man was a clown, I would want someone else to tell me. Ooh. So I'm telling you that your man is a clown.
Cheers.
And woman, it was, woman. I, woman to woman. Cheers. I had to.
He's a clown.
Did she stay with him after that?
Do you know what? I was searching and she didn't tweet him that much. There was, you know when you search someone's name and you notice that the interaction between two parties are not the same anymore. It's calmed down a lot. So
it's embarrassing too, because when a girl does that, she first of all, she automatically thinks you're going to be checking her timeline.
Yeah.
And she's embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know, and she doesn't want you to see, I'm still talking to this dude even though you gave me all this information.
And she is still checking her timeline.
Probably. But
what would have made him really mad is if you followed her.
You know, I tried to. I'm very petty. Like, it would have been so good if he just left me alone. But since he started calling me every other name under the... I was just like, right, so... Yeah.
And this is all because you didn't want to talk about his whack dick? Oh, no,
honestly,
you said
it was good. But because he was being disrespectful, right. Like, he should have just been like a normal person. Like, I see you doing your thing, keep it up. But I think he was hating and he didn't want to admit it. So he was just coming at me, calling me a hoe. Everybody used to talk about you. And I was just like, no one used to talk about me. Stop lying. I was very quiet.
He was fucking me.
Exactly, right? So, yeah, so, and he was still checking for me. He was telling me to come and meet him. I was just like, to do what? He was just like, to do what you talk about. I was like, relationships. He was just like, nah, sex. I was like, nah, that's not happening.
Oh my God.
That's
all right,
happening.
Well, Aloni, let's end on this one. You also said that monogamous relationships could be overrated. Are they?
They are.
And should we just accept that some of us are built to be with more than one person?
I think this is what I always say, like, in a lot of cultures around the world, open relationships is actually a thing. I think even if we just look at headlines in the media, monogamy is not working. Why are we playing ourselves? I mean, I don't want to say his name, but we all know who...
Say the name,
Tristan,
girl.
I mean, look.
Tristan. Like,
Tristan, do you know what I mean? So monogamy is not built for everyone. And I think we would be a lot... We'd save a lot of more heartbreaks if we were just honest and open and say... Do you know what? Maybe I want to be in a relationship, but I would like to have someone on the side as well. And hopefully you can find someone who would be open to that. And it does exist. I went to a sex workshop where I was in a room full of people who were in polygamous relationships, and they look like regular people that you see on the subway.
Not aliens?
No. They look like regular, but you just would never know that they
look
were
like basketball players.
rappers.
And football players.
You would but what never about know. Women? Were there a lot of women?
It was women. It was actually the women who told me, this old white woman, he was just like, yes, I have a husband and I've got a boyfriend. And I was just like, and your husband doesn't have anybody else? And she was just like, no. And I was just like, you look like a Liberian. I would never know that you have... two men on the go. Like, it's so... But I was very happy and it was very eye-opening. So I just always tell people, like, don't try and force yourself into
something.
Are you
built for monogamy?
I wonder about it. I think that maybe in the long run I might be open to an open relationship, but I would definitely say monogamy is overrated. I've got good friends who are in open relationships and they're the happiest people ever.
If your boyfriend wanted to have an open relationship, like, where he could date other women, you'd be down with that?
He doesn't need to date anyone else but me.
He could. So what are you asking?
I was in an open relationship before. Date, but see, that's, I think we say differently. So if he wanted to sleep with another woman, that would be fine. But date is in half romantic feelings
so
and going out.
Does he sleep with other women?
No, he doesn't. I'd kill him if he did. I hope not.
Right. But if he asked you and was open about it,
we'd have a conversation about it. We'd have to start off bit by bit, and then I think we'd work our way up into it, because it's not something you could just jump into. Like, let's be real. Like, it has to be baby steps, and then we come back, discuss it. How did you find it? Do you think this is something we can carry on doing? And if it works, then it works. But
I'm sorry, yeah, that shit ain't for me.
I was in an open relationship,
right?
No,
have you been in one?
Yeah,
how was it?
Yeah. She didn't know. No,
I didn't. No, we were very open about, you know, seeing other people. We had hella threesomes. And we were very open about seeing other people, but he was like super freak. He was a little older and he was like super freak, so he would want to know like details of
that's
me being with
too.
Other guys.
That's something like cuckolding, yeah, in a way.
He would want to know. Yeah, he would want to know. Like, he never wanted to like watch or be around, but
that
he wanted to know.
Yeah.
He wanted to know details.
He's like, how
and
did
then
the
I, and
detail?
It eventually ended because he got somebody else pregnant and he lied to me about it. And it's like, I already knew you were fucking her, so now that she's pregnant, I'm not having no baby, so why lie?
This is the problem with an open relationship, and this is why, because now...
At some point,
something's going to happen. It's going to be a bitch that don't want an open relationship, and he's going to try to make that bitch happy. And I just feel like with me, I'm not down with that shit. Like,
it lasted 2.5 years, though.
I mean, but that's not really that long. I mean, 2.5 years is
And it was completely open the entire time. Like, we went into the relationship knowing that we were going to be in an open relationship.
I've never wanted to be in an open relationship. I'm not playing that shit.
Me either.
So I couldn't do it. But I also feel like as you get older, like when you're younger, you might feel that way. But then when you get older and lazy,
you start getting lonely and lazy.
You don't want to share somebody because I'm too lazy for that shit. I'm not going out with other people. Yeah. He's not going to go out with other people because I'm not cool with it. And, you know, at some point you're just like, okay, it's too much work.
With me and him, though, it was more like we were together. We just had sex with other people. Like, I wasn't in a whole nother relationship with anybody else.
It's open.
Wrong sex, though. That's what the problem is. And that's a relationship.
Come inside you sex.
Yeah, like, relationship thing is raw sex to me. Yeah. Like, I'm not just going around having raw sex with this person, that person. But that's going to be someone I'm with.
That's the thing, though. Open relationships, I feel like they're more open and honest.
Right.
And thing with monogamy is everybody lies.
Listen, you can be in a committed relationship with your significant other that's passing out raw dick to every mm-hmm. Tom, right. Dick, and Harry.
Oh no, that's
Mary.
An open relationship. Every like, Tia, come on her face.
Tia, Diane, and Mary.
That's beyond a fact.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, Aloni, let people know where they can find you. Let's talk about the GoFundMe because we are going to donate also because we want this book to come
out. Thank you so much.
We want our autographed copy and we want our name on it.
Yes. Thank you so much. So my book will be coming out hopefully at the end of this year, November, fingers crossed. It's called The Big O, as you know. Find me on simplyoloni.com. And just about the book, like I said before, it's about sexuality, relationships for millennials. So I'll be talking about everything from sugar daddies to open relationships to, I don't know, the LGBT community also. So it's going to be very interesting and I can't wait. But yeah, please do find
me. Can you talk about autofellatio?
Autofellatio. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard this word. Not fellatio.
Oh, Google it.
Okay.
I know. Hold on.
We've seen that before.
You ain't talk about your LGBT. How you say it?
LGBTQ.
You ain't talk about your LGBT experiences.
So I've never see I think that I could be I think a trisexual, but I've never ever gone that, you know, all the way. Like, I've always found like women attractive because I feel like we are the beautiful sex. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we're more attractive than men in general. But I don't know if I'd go all the way there. I think I'd be a very terrible lesbian. So I'm just like,
Why would you be a terrible lesbian?
I don't know what to do. I'd be nervous. Like, I've had so much, not had so much dick, but I've experienced.
We know you're listening.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let us know.
I feel like I've been in so many hetero relationships that I'm experiencing in that sense. So to be with someone who's the same sex as me, it would be starting all over again and I'd just be nervous.
So you're going to give whack head is what you're saying.
But you know what's interesting is the fact that lesbians have more orgasms than a heterosexual mm-hmm. relationship, which I think is amazing.
It's like 3D masturbation. It's like, why play with yourself when you can play with her and she'll play with you too.
This is autofellatio.
This is too funny.
Eek.
Oh my goodness.
What, sucking your own dick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
How do people get that flexible? Because I can't imagine.
There's contortionists.
Wow.
They stretch their backs.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to see nobody suck
spine
their own
stretching
dick
exercises.
Like, that's fucking gross, bro. Like, that shit is gross.
How do you do that? Yeah. What crosses your mind? Like, let me try.
You know what? I don't find nobody tonight to do it.
I want
to
get back my own dick.
Well, you want to do something right, you got to do it yourself. Like, how do you know how to suck your dick right?
You know what you like.
No, this is what I'm saying, though. But, like, I had to learn to really suck dick from sucking dick. You get what I'm saying? Like,
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, practice makes perfect.
You don't think you can know what you want to do for yourself?
So you think you can eat pussy right now?
My own?
Like, I'm just saying.
I mean, you
pussy.
Make yourself come with
you
your fingers,
you
right?
Like,
I'm sure.
If you make yourself
like,
come with your fingers, why can't you make
like
yourself come with your tongue?
I feel like I wouldn't be able to eat pussy. Like, I feel like, first of all, I'd be like, no.
I would be but like, no, I wouldn't want to do
like,
it.
What am I supposed to do? Like,
I would just probably want to use a
You know what you like done, right?
And let's keep it real. Sucking dick isn't that hard.
No, sucking dick is pretty hard after a while.
Because you have to make sure there's no teeth.
Yeah.
Your jaw has to be on point. There has to be enough saliva.
Well, a guy's
not
going to bite himself.
Does this part of your lips get like the dent in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What?
That should be silt right over here from your two front teeth.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So you just be biting the dick.
No, I don't. I haven't been a dick since I was a teenager.
Well, this is the biting dick protector. So you got to girl here like this.
I brought you guys presents as well. Oh, so
thank
from
you.
Says consent is sexy.
That's right.
Because
you
it
hear
just,
that, Gigi?
No rapists allowed.
Yeah,
they like it when I take it.
Let's just say role play.
Okay. Yeah,
can
role
we
play.
Change? Let me get a Sharpie. I'm going to put no in front of hers. So no consent.
No.
It's sexy for Gigi.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you,
thank you guys so much for having me.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we are supporting you and your book and your
thank
movement.
Thank you so much. Make sure you pre-order it. Thank
All
you.
Right.